Oh, there's a GPS tracker, and we're looking for a Tyler. I mean, come on.
Right. And for them to photograph my case file, right, the damage is done, in my view. If they photographed the case file, they've read the case file. That information, they already have the information in the lawsuit against them. It's already tainted. I don't really know how we can make this right. We know the history of policing in LA County. We know that LA County sheriffs refused to destroy photos after the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash, right? That this is something that they do with regularity, is take photos of things that they shouldn't have and then keep them. So I'm sure that they're going to be using it in their side of the case. And I don't know what we could do. How do you prove that something doesn't exist?
Wow.
But also in that,
incredible. Well,
Roland, let me say this. Dr. Molina's case is so cut and dry and so strong that they can do whatever they want. We're going to get them.
Thank you. I believe you.
Well, certainly keep us abreast of what happens next. This is certainly unbelievable. I take it, obviously, y'all have reached out to the police chief and the mayor demanding answers to all of this, correct?
Me personally, no, because I wouldn't believe a word they would say to me, because before they did this investigation, they should have reached out to me and said, hey, Mr. Gibbons, something's in your house. Can we come? You know, but the communication right now is going to be through the court.
The mayor's been informed, are in a situation where the police chief is retiring at the end of the month. So it's very convenient timing for accountability, right? There's no
accountability.
It's on his way out anyway.
All right, then. Dermot, Molina, we appreciate y'all joining us. Keep us abreast of what happens next.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Georgia seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to speak out of order.
You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, this past weekend, Georgia tragically lost three of our soldiers in an attack on our military in Jordan. Two were from the 1st District of Georgia. All three were Army reservists assigned to the 718th Engineer Company, 926th Engineer Battalion, 926th Engineer Brigade in Fort Moore, Georgia. Brianna Alexandria Moffitt was 23 years old. She was a native of Savannah. She went to Windsor Forest High School, where she was a member of the Mighty Marching Knights Drum Majors. Kennedy Landon Sanders was 24 years old and from Waycross. Flags are at half staff in Waycross and Ware counties in honor of Sanders. Both women were supporting Operation Inherent Resolve during this Jordan deployment. At this time, I'm going to yield to Representative Drew Ferguson to tell about the third.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to pay tribute to one of my constituents, Sergeant William Jerome Rivers of Carrollton, Georgia. Originally from New Jersey, he enlisted in the Army Reserves in 2011, moved to the great state of Georgia in 2015, and he loved the great state of Georgia. He had completed a rotation in Iraq in support of Operation Inherent Resolve, was highly decorated. He was a good friend, hard worker, and very dedicated. Today we rise to recognize that his sacrifice will never be forgotten, and we rise to say that our deepest prayers and sympathies are with his beloved wife, Darlene, and his son, William Jr. May we continue to support the lives of our service members.
Mr. Speaker, our brave service members put their lives on the line every day, and we owe our freedoms and security to them. I ask my colleagues representing the state of Georgia and all those here to join me in a moment of silence in honor of our brave heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WCC 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. And this is the Saturday Night Fever Show. I'm yours truly, DJ Lee. And tonight we're having some relaxing music to listen to. We're starting off with Freddie Roach.
It's Sunday morning and you're listening to the Jazz Corner. I'm Kevin Amos. Let's start off with something new from Mr. Charles Lloyd from his upcoming recording. Thank you.
just helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hand. Can't you see that you're leading me on? But it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly thank you.
lot of people were doing what they used to call soul songs. And I guess a lot of people's souls needed the same things, you know, according to the music. Most soul was about dancing or about having sex. I mean, you know, it was basically the blues. And the blues was all about pain. And the blues was about suffering. And the blues was about loss and depression. And it was kind of always the same message. Popular belief, slaves weren't just sitting around saying, "Ooh, Lord, massa gonna come down on us if we try to do anything." No. This is a fallacy, man. I mean, you know, slaves were always trying to figure out how to get free. How am I going to get rid of these people who have their feet on my back so I can get out of here? So there was always resistance. If you're a human being, there's no way that you can accept that without some type of resistance. So don't tell me that all the slave songs were about being sad and dejected and depressed. You know, and that's where the blues came from, because that was just part of it. That was the part that we know most about. But there was obviously another part. And we wanted to be writers who wrote those kind of blues. You know, the kind of blues that you wrote to schedule a secret meeting, to get together and plan a revolt. The kind of blues that said, don't give up. The kind of blues that said, don't believe what they tell you. You are important. You are an individual. You are intelligent. You can get past this.
Of freedom is your heart to allow yourself to feel. The price of freedom is your soul that no one could ever steal.
Can't touch.
The price of freedom is the love you receive and you share. The price of freedom can't be measured. It's as open as the air.
Yes.
There is no monetary value as to what freedom is all about. Sometimes freedom is a whisper. Sometimes freedom makes you shout. A material sacrifice. The price of freedom becomes a debt, a bill that's never paid. Freedom is natural. We must not forget. It only requires the commitment you made. Locked up or chained, restrictions on where you can go. As long as your mind remains, there are no limits on how you can grow. The price of freedom is costly. If you're living a lie, the truth is like Mother Nature. It allows freedom to fly.
Price of freedom.
Freedom is too expensive for anyone to buy, and yet there are many who always try.
It's not for sale.
The price of freedom is your heart to allow yourself to feel. The price of freedom is your soul that no one could ever steal. The price of freedom is the love you receive and you share. The price of freedom can't be measured. It's as open as the air. There's no monetary value as to what freedom is all about.
The price of freedom.
Sometimes freedom is a whisper. Sometimes freedom makes you shout.
The price of freedom.
Anything but a price becomes a material sacrifice.
The
price of freedom becomes a debt. A bill that's never paid.
Freedom
is natural. You must not forget.
The price of freedom.
It only requires a commitment you made. Locked up or chained, restrictions of where you can go. As long as your mind remains, there are no limits on how you can grow. The price of freedom is costly. If you're living a lie, the truth is like Mother Nature. It allows freedom to fly. We're all born free, without a price tag on our souls. To live a life of freedom means within yourself you're in control. To do what you desire doesn't mean you are
are free to face the flames and deal with the fire, but recover naturally. Price of freedom is not a price, but a way of life. To live with faith always, and much less strife.
new music from Nubia Garcia, tune called Fortify. New music there. Also, Styx Bones, new music from Styx Bones with Price of Freedom. Brian Jackson from his latest one, his first solo album in over 20 years, called This Is Brian Jackson. And we heard Path Through Macondo and Those Kinds of Blues. And Freddie Hubbard, Skydive, taking you back there to the 70s, 1972. Yes, indeed. Freddie Hubbard there for you. Also, Samara Joy stepping in for you on a Sunday. You're listening to the Jazz Corner, WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, on the web, www.wrct.org. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be.
You'd never leave alone. Oh, my baby, once I was the one you dreamed of. I remember once. once I was the girl, showing you a sweeter kind of world. Oh, my baby, once I was the girl you love, you love. Today, when at first I heard your voice, I could hardly find my own. You said you've been doing very well since the day you left our home. Joy we had flooding back into my mind. I pray you'll be in my life again. We can get it right this time. Once I was safe and you said you'd never leave alone. Oh, my baby, once I was the one you dreamed of. I remember once I was the girl showing you a sweeter kind of world. Oh, my baby, once I was the girl.
A slingshot stone, a fissure flash, a silvery glow, a bid of a well, the end of the line, the dismay in the face, it's a loss, it's a find, a spear, a spike, a point, a nail, a drip, a drop, it's the end of the tale, a truckload of freaks in the sub-morning light, the shot of a gun in the dead of the night, a mile, a month, a thrust, a bone, it's a girl, it's the rhyme, it's the code, it's the mouse, the plan of the house, the body and bed, and the car that does stuff, it's the mud, a float, a drip, a flight, a wing, a hawk, a quail, the promise of spring, and the riverbend chalks of the waters of March, it's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart.
children sing.
Thank you. Thank you.